All right, here we get set for the novice pre-final. We've had some great racing so far today in these classes. Great to see so many youngsters here at Circuit Mark Webber and participating in karting across New South Wales and the Southern Star Series. Away and racing, and it is Corey Carson who gets the jump off the start. Carson leading the way as they work their way through the turn four for the first time. Carson leading there from, it looks like, Jed Wrigley in second place in the 64. Then it's back to the 17 of Jake McKinnon. Back further still, you've got the 33 of Hamish Campbell, who's made a good jump off the start here, up into fourth position. So all single file now as they head around the top of the circuit. Race leader is Corey Carson. Into the Power Kart Raceway pit turn as Carson leads the way from Wrigley. Then it's McKinnon, Campbell, that's Hamish Campbell, followed by Ethan Campbell in the 71. The 50 is Jack Charles. Riley Bates has lost some ground there in the 12. He now tries to gather that back up, going three wide into PCR. A bit of a bobble that time from Jack Charles, and he's through. Bates up into sixth position. So then it's Luca Illich and Brody Trapano rounding out the running order as Riley Bates gets the pass done there on Hamish, on Jack Charles. So Jack Charles working down the pit straight, but finds himself behind the 12 of Riley Bates. So across the line, lap number two completed. Corey Carson leading the way. Jed Wrigley in the 64 has got the fastest lap of the race, a 54.333. Jed Wrigley, fastest lap, and now closing in on your leader in Corey Carson. So Carson just gets a bit of a bump that time from Wrigley as they came out of the Ruiz Group left-hander. They head up the hill, and Wrigley now trying to make a move round the outside. As the race leader, Carson here. Four laps to go this time by. As race leader is now is Jed Wrigley. So Jed Wrigley and the Burt Wrigley Irrigation, Formula K Mini Rock. Corey Carson in the WPR, PCR. As Carson tried to come back at Wrigley there, just couldn't quite do it. As a race leader, works his way around the karting addiction hairpin, through the Ruiz Group left-hander, battle for third and fourth, Jake McKinnon and Hamish Campbell in the 33. Then a gap back to Riley Bates, who's now the fastest man on the circuit. Riley Bates with a 54.279. They'll have three laps left to run this time by as your race leader, Jed Wrigley, comes down into the Power Kart Ray pit turn through the TLC Constructions kink and across that Mitchell Gasworks start-finish line. Jed Wrigley leading the way by 0.2 of a second over Corey Carson. Jake McKinnon in the 17, Hamish Campbell in the 33, Riley Bates is in the 12, Ethan Campbell in the 71, Jack Charles in the 50, Luca Illich in the 42, and Brody Trapano in the 14, rounding out the running order. There'll be two laps left to run next time by, as Jed Wrigley has got Corey Carson closing that gap up side by side along the back straight, but Wrigley not close enough to make the pass. They work around the top of the circuit now, and it's Wrigley who opens up his gap very slightly over Corey Carson on that lap with two laps now to go. So Jed Wrigley, Corey Carson, nose to tail as they come to turn number four. They'll have the white flag out next time by. Further back, Hamish Campbell has made the pass on Jake McKinnon. Riley Bates still trying to close in on them to make that a three-way battle. But at this point in time, well, yeah, Bates is close enough now to try and make a move on McKinnon. So Bates heads through the S's as a race leader. Round the top of the circuit is still Jed Wrigley. Jed Wrigley with Corey Carson right on his back bumper. White flag is out. And Jed Wrigley leading the way from Corey Carson. Hamish Campbell, McKinnon and Bates still nose to tail. Bates has got a run now as he heads down into the dip. Through turns two and three. Bates goes to the outside, heading towards turn four, as Carson has made the move on Wrigley. Wrigley and Carson, oh, they come together in the S's, and Wrigley's off the circuit. So Carson now will have a quiet run to the checkered flag. Wrigley has been shuffled back another spot here in the novices, pre-final. It's Wrigley around the top of the circuit from Hamish Campbell. Corey Carson out in front. Carson to take the checkered flag. Carson takes the win. Then it's back to Hamish Campbell. Jed Wrigley. Riley Bates gets past Jake McKinnon. Jack Charles. Ethan Campbell. Then it's Luca Illick and Brody Trapano rounding out the running order. Good job there in the novice pre-final here at Circuit Mark Webber, the Southern Star Series, brought to you by Mitchell Glassworks. Novice Peas up next here at Circuit Mark Webber for the third round of the Southern Star Series. So, as we look in this race, Joseph Bianchini, Riley Pryor, who's had a great run here with the second win in the 88, Aidan McCabe, who's had two third places, Jet McInerney in the 72 has had a second at least, Liam Carr in the 67, he's had two wins and a second place. And then Patrick Camp, I don't think, is out there. Dylan Wells in the 15 and Charlie Campbell in the 3. So Amelia Dunlop and Patrick Camp, I think, have withdrawn from the racing. So we'll wait for the novice piece here. They're going through the cut through this time. And then I think they're pulling them up at the, on the back straight. Although they are in good formation. So we'll look for a start next time by. All right. So they're coming down now. They're in good formation. The novice peas, great to have this many novice carters here as part of the Southern Star Series. So they're pulling them up. Keep them in good formation here. And then they'll let them go in a moment. And then they'll go racing as soon as they come towards the start-finish line. So as we get set, they're pulling away now. So they're in good formation, getting set for a start here. Novice Peas away and racing. The three of Charlie Campbell gets the jump. Round he goes in front of the field. And unfortunately, two carts three carts off. They've got a pile up down there. I'm not sure who else is involved. It's Campbell, the pole sitter, who had the lead, looped it round in front of the field. So as the... Oh, we've got another one off down at turn three. So we've got a cart and the kitty litter over at turn three as well. That puts out in front the 95, I think, of Joseph Banchini. Keeney, have a Joseph Banchini in the 95, I think, is out in front now. We'll pick him up as they come down the pit straight, the Burko Engineering pit straight into the Power Kart Raceway, turn number one. It is the Banchini kart from the 88, then of Riley Plyer, then it's Dylan Wells. And it's, well, I thought there was four carts still out there running. So I'm not sure. Is that Amelia Dunlop in the eight that might have just gone through at the back of the field there? As we watch the leader come through the Ruiz Group left-hander. That's one of the only corners remaining on this lower section of the Canberra Kart Raceway track since the refurbishment, as they head around the top of the circuit. Joseph Banchini sits back there as he leads by 0.2 of a second. No, he doesn't, because Riley Pryor has made the pass now. So Riley Pryor, then it's Banchini, Wells, and Charlie Campbell rounding out the four runners still out on the circuit. So Campbell, who started off the melee in turn number one, has managed to claw himself back up to third. Now, interestingly, Liam Carr, Jet McInerney, Aidan McCabe have all been in that top three runners, and they're going to have to start off the back here in the final a little bit later on this afternoon. So as... our race leader. Oh, a spin there for Dylan Wells in the 15. So Dylan Wells having a spin as well. Our race leader, Riley Pryor, out in front. So Riley Pryor doing a good job here, leading the way in this pre-final for the Novice Peas. We'll have a few carts to collect at the end of this race, so there will be a little bit of a delay until we get racing again. At the moment, there'll be three laps left to go, and around goes our race leader into the pit turn. Oh, hold on, that might be Dylan Wells, sorry. Riley Pryor is the race leader, yes, that was Dylan Wells. I got confused on the two blue and black carts. But our race leader is at the top of the circuit. The 88, Riley Pryor. So Riley Pryor across the start-finish line now. Just under three laps remaining. Just under three laps remaining. As your race leader, so Riley Pryor, Joseph Banchini, Charlie Campbell, and Dylan Wells. So Wells now is in potential of going a lap down before the end of this run. The leader in the 88, Riley Pryor, comes through and across the start-finish line to complete lap number five. So lap five for Pryor in the 88 cart. That's the Geodrones cart. Joseph Banchini in the Divines Estate, number 95. Then it's Dylan Wells, Liam Carr, Jet McInerney, Aiden McCabe, all having offs in turn number one. So as Riley Pryor will come to the white flag this time. Pryor on lap number five goes past Dylan Wells to put him a lap down. So race leader heads to the white flag now. As Wells, well, Wells just gets balked slightly. Now Wells' knee, oh, in theory he should be stuck behind the back marker here for the whole time he went around there. But anyway, he's made it through there now. Into the Jack's Tyres, right-hander on the final lap. As Riley Pryor takes the commanding advantage after that incident in turn one in the novice piece. Pryor leads the way. Bianchini in the 95. And Charlie Campbell back there in third with Dylan Wells one lap down. So the checkered flag at the ready for novice peas. There's the winner, Riley Pryor, his second race win. Pryor, then it's Wells, a lap down. And then we've got a bit of a battle shaping up here for second place. Bianchini and Campbell are nose to tail as they go around the top of the circuit. So Bianchini might still have a chance of holding on. He comes down into the pit turn for the final time. So Bianchini followed by Campbell with Wells one lap down. That's the novice piece. Up next, it's the juniors here at Circa Mark Webber here for the Mitchell Glassworks Southern Stars Series. The juniors, heat number of the pre-final. Hayden Crossland makes the pass at the top of the circuit to grab the lead from Connor Zinnemann, Cooper Barnes, Alex Ninovic. Then it's Troy O'May, the next car through in the 99. So as they work their way through the karting addiction hairpin, Crossland trying to pull away from Zimmerman now. At the front of the field, Noah May gets the pass done on the eight of Barnes. And Ninovic has also worked his way up into about third position. O'May, Newton's in the 45. Watch for him to start coming through as well. As our leader heads across the start-finish line now, Hayden Crossland. Across the start-finish line. The fastest lap of the race, though, is Alex Ninovic. Ninovic in the 49.533, as we got a spinner there in the cart number four. It's Edith McLansborough. So McLansborough having some trouble, and we've got a cart in the kitty litter as well. So I'm not sure if that is Petrovic, but they're off the circuit and cleared from danger. That is good news. As your race leader, Hayden Crossland, comes back down towards the start-finish line to complete lap number three. Second place is still Zimmerman. And it's back to Alex Ninovic. Ninovic sets another fastest lap of the race with a 49.448. A 49.448 here on Circuit Mark Webber for the junior lights, mediums and heavies. So Crossland continuing to lead as Zimmerman works his way through the natural gas and water S's and up onto the D group back straight. Around the top turn now. And the race leader, still Crossland, but he is being pursued hard by Zimmerman. And now Ninovic. Ninovic is the one to watch Fastest kart on the circuit by a mile. 49.3s, his best times. The rest of the field running around the 49.4s to 49.5s as their best laps. So next time by, there'll be two laps to go for Crossland. Up towards the Capital Aircraft Services, top turns now. And it is still Crossland leading the way. Crossland leading from Zimmerman. But here comes Ninovic to the inside, into the Capital Lines and Signs. Turn number one. Crossland tries to make the move now. Just can't make it. Ninovic just can't make that move stick. Still has time. The white flag will be out next time by. Our leader is Hayden Crossland. Zimmerman, Ninovic, first to third. As they work their way, nose to tail, here comes Ninovic. Ninovic to the outside, going into the top turns. Will he make the crossover? No. And it is still Crossland leading here as the white flag is out. Hayden Crossland from Zimmerman. Here's Ninovic again to the inside, into the Capital Lines and Signs. They're side by side. Oh, Zimmerman's into the grass. As Ninovic takes second place. Crossland leading the way here on the final lap into the Karting Addiction hairpin. Through the left-hander, Ninovic tried to run him down, but will he have enough time? That is the question. The race leader is on the D group back straight, up to the Capital Aviation Services. Top turns now and towards the Burco Engineering pit straight. For the final time, through the power cartway pit turn. And it is Hayden Crossland who takes the victory and the fastest lap of the race. A 49.150 on that final lap. So a good run there. Crossland, Ninovic, Zimmerman, Kokoski. Then it's Newton, Barnes, Cooper, Ross, Allen. Then it's back to Morse, Barry, Jones, Cohen, McLansborough, O'May, Blair, the two Everetts, Petrikowski and Radburn, all not finishing that pre-final. So the junior pre-final in the books. And up next, we go to the rookies. All right, the rookies are getting ready for a start here. As we're away and racing. Good jump there from the 72 of Travis Campbell off the start. And a big switchback being made as they work their way down into the dip. Through turn three, and Campbell is shuffled back to third. Now fourth as they go into PCR. So Campbell trying to hold on to spots here after starting on the pole. But it is the 73 of Kobe McInerney who will lead the way through natural gas and water S's and up onto the D group back straight. So Kobe McInerney with a great start here. Working his way into the pit turn for the first time. McInerney followed by the 65 now of Josh Hart. Hart runs in second as they are all through single file. McInerney with a handy buffer out in front. McInerney, Hart, Campbell, Murad, Powell, Benoit, Quimby, Boulding, Dunlop, Aramidis, Bellardo. Then it's Oliver Sayed, Del Maso, Sweet. And Finney rounding out the 15. Then it's Love, Curran, Proudfoot, Naylor. And two off there. Is that the 44 of Oliver Sayed And beside him is it the 77 of Will Dunlop? Or is it? I think it might be. So across the start-finish line is the 73 of Kobe McInerney. Josh Hart, Kamal Emirad. Then it's Campbell running next. Fastest lap of the race is Xavier Avramidis. Here, the 51.923. A 51.923, the fastest lap of the race. Kobe McInerney leading the way in the 73 cart. As McInerney has a 1.6 second advantage over second place runner in the under pressure now is Josh Hart in the 65. So Hart followed then by Mrad. Mrad in that Tom Williamson Motorsport entry. The arrow there. We're 2.2 seconds behind the leader. So as our race leader, Kobe McInerney, works his way through the Ruiz Group left-hander and up onto the Mattish Concrete in short chute. He's opening up his buffer to about 2 seconds, just over 2 seconds, over the JMH Contractors 65 of Josh Hart. Two Tony Carts leading the way. The Jascot Civil, number 73, your race leader in Kobe McInerney. Second place, still Josh Hart in the 65. We'll have two laps to go next time by as we've got a yellow flag out down in the pit turn. So we've got a cart off the circuit now. As the leader works through the natural gas and water. S's. It's Luke Powell in the 34. The Hayek Race Engines Evo cart. Luke Powell, that cart that's off in the pit turn. As Kobe McInerney heads through in the 73. The Jascot Civil sponsored cart. Behind him, Mrad is the next cart through. So Mrad in the six, making the pass on Hart, and also coming through is the six of Bonneau. So Bonneau now making the pass on Boulding. The white is out this time by. Our leader is still Kobe McInerney. Mrad, then it's Bonneau, Boulding, and Quimby in the 24. There is some great quality racing here as we finish up the pre-final of the rookies. Great racing here with a final to come. Kobe McInerney sitting pretty for a pole position start. Here comes Bonneau. Bonneau up the inside of Mrad. Mrad in the seven, the Tom Williams entry drops back to third. Darcy Boulding now goes up the inside of Mrad as well, and trying to follow him through was the next cart back. Just can't pick up that number there. Oh, Mrad cops a bit of a bump that time. That was Quimby. The checkered flag is out and is ready for your race leader in Kobe McInerney. Bonneau up to second, Boulding, Quimby, Mrad. Then it's Aramides, who's still got the fastest lap of the race, a 51.702. As your race leader, Kobe McInerney, comes to the checkered flag. McInerney from Bonneau, Boulding, Quimby. Then it's the 55 of... Is that William Anderson that was in the 55? No, it couldn't have been. It was Xavier Aramides. Then it's Josh Hart, Marad, Dalmaso, Campbell, Sweet, Finney, Love, Proudford, Naylor, Curran, and Bellardo in the 15th position. And then the DNFs, Luke Powell, Will Dunlop, Oliver Sayed, Elijah Sayed, and Anderson is the carts that didn't complete the race. Junior Performance is up next. Junior Performance pre-final now. As Mitchell Saunderson starts from the pole, Jordan Shalala in the five. Oh, in fact, I'm not sure that Saunderson will start from the pole, actually. It looks like it might be the 34 of Stefan and the 22 of Luca Bellato. So they're the front two carts out there, so perhaps they're starting off the front row. So we've got out there as well, Saunderson in the three, Shalala in the five, Stabil in the 11, Prattle in the 12, Blair in the 16, then Bellato, as I said, in the 22, Stefan in the 34. Oh, we got a spin here. Oh, right on the front straight. That's the 16 of Tani Blair. Oh, and there's a collection there. Who's got that? The 65, Joseph Camilleri, has gone into the spun cart. So, well, that is the Camilleri cart, I think, that's limping off there. And we'll see if they head it through the cut-through. Well, it was a nasty moment. The Blair cart was parked on that front straight there, and the Camilleri cart just coming straight into it. As I'm not sure if we'll get a start this time. So there's a bent axle on the 65 is the report. A bent axle on the Camilleri cart. So you won't expect that cart to get started here. As they're heading through the cut through once again. As Open Performance will complete the pre-finals here at Circuit Mark Webber in Canberra. It's the Mitchell Glassworks Southern Star Series, round number three of the Southern Star Series, round number two of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. And we've got a great field here for this junior pre-final. As we get set now for a start. As the two carts on the front row, the 34 of Stefan and the Bellato cart. It's Stefan that gets the jump off the start. Bellato as stacks on the mill further back in the pack. Three carts off the circuit down there in the capital lines and signs. Turn number one. As Stefan leads the way, Bellato back there in second. Blair is dropping down through the field as now it's Shalala, followed by the 12 of Prattle. So Stefan, Bellato, first and second as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Stefan in the 34, the OTK, Iami, across the start-finish line with six laps remaining. It's Bellato, Prattle, Shalala, Saunderson, Blair, Stabil, McLansborough, Smead, Gardner, Hansford, Taylor, Vartanen, Munday, and Camilleri is off the circuit after that incident before the start of the race. So, as Stefan with the fastest lap of the race, a 49.721, leads the way from Bellato, who has got a 0.2 second advantage over Prattle in third position. So, Stefan has been very consistent throughout this race meeting. And again, well, we now have McLansborough taking the fastest lap of the race, but we've got someone off between turn two. Is that Mitchell Saunderson? So he might be stuck in the kitty litter there. The 97 is also off Matthew Hansford-Taylor, so he's dropped to the back. We've got a yellow flag out, and I think Saunderson might be starting from the back in the final a bit later on if he can't get that cart fired up. He was running in third position at the time. So is Alexander Stefan Prattle. Oh, and we've got another cart slowed to a stop through the Ruiz group left-hander. So as Stefan Prattle, Shalala now gets the fastest lap of the race. And Shalala goes off the track as well. So did Shalala get a flat tyre then? We've got yellow flags out down at turn one. And, well, Monday, Saunderson, Camilleri, and now Shalala, after setting the fastest lap of the race, is off the circuit. So Alexander Stefan looking good here with a easy run as it was over the rest of the pack. Got away off the front. And, well, another front row start could be an interesting time for the number 34, Alexander Stefan. So Saunderson's got his card away. And he will be starting from the back in the final. So Hansford-Taylor was the cart that's off the circuit down in the Ruiz group left-hander. McLansborough setting another fastest lap of the race, a 48.419 for Henry McLansborough, as Henry McLansborough runs in third position. Stefan, Prattle, McLansborough, Bilotto, Stabil, Blair, Smead, Gardner, Vatanen, and Hansford-Taylor rounding out the running order. So it'll be the white flag next time round for your race leader, the 34 of Alexander Stefan. Now, Prattle looks like he's under a bit of pressure here. McLansborough, with another fastest lap in that Gillard cart, is closing in and really starting to make a good run of it here with a lap and a half remaining. So Stefan Prattle, McLansborough, Bilotto back there with Stabil and Blair right on his back bumper as the race leader heads to the white flag. Stefan now across the start-finish line in the Praga cart. Last lap for Alexander Stefan. McLansborough, another fastest lap of the race, and gets second position in the process. So McLansborough, through turn three, makes the pass stick. As Stefan and McLansborough will hold front row seats for the final if they can stick with these positions in the half a lap that remains. A race leader works his way around the top of the circuit, and it is Alexander Stefan who will take the win in the pre-final. Henry McLansborough for a second, Prattle third, Luca Bilotto back there in fourth, then it's Stabil, Blair, Smead, Vatanen, and Gardner rounding out the running with Hansford-Taylor in the cutting addiction Gillard to round out 10th place. So DNFs, Shalala, Saunderson, Monday, and it did not start to Joseph Camilleri. An interesting way to finish junior performance. Up next, it's open performance ahead of the finals here in the Southern Stars round at Circuit Mark Webber, brought to you by the Mitchell Glassworks. Getting set now for the pre-final in open performance. It'll be Dean Starling and the 82 of Simon Davison, who will have the front row. Now, I would have thought Matthew Erdman should have the front row. Three wins so far. So it'll be Erdman who is off the front row. But Davison and Starling right at the front of the field there. You've got Martin, Chris and Tony Brigoni, Daniel Orsini and Michael Stewart all in this race. So maybe Urban's decided to start mid-pack or the back just to give himself a bit of a challenge because he's been doing it rather easy. Now, oh, we've got one in the kitty litter here. I think that's Orsini in the 19 cart. Yeah, so that's Daniel Orsini in that cart. Yep, and it is bogged, well and truly. So, we'll see if we're not going to... No, we're not going to get a start this time. That cart is well and truly bogged in the kitty litter. So Tom Nipper is having a bit of a crash there as he helps Daniel Orsini get his cart from the circuit. We'll be ready for a start next time by. As we're looking at the open performance pre-final, and then we'll be into the finals as we get set for a start. No start that time by, as Dean Starling well in front of the pack. So Dean Starling with a bit too much of a hole shot there. We'll see if he can stay in formation this time by. The pre-finals here at the Southern Star Series, round three at Circuit Mark Webber. It's round two of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. As Starling, Brigoni, Davison, Erdman, Martin, Tony Brigoni, Michael Stewart will be facing the starter. They're in good formation this time. Oh, again, Starling goes. So Chris Brigoni, well, he might be playing a bit of a cat and mouse game here with the Platinum Motorsport cart, just controlling the start and just not jumping away as soon as he comes out of the pit turn. So a bit of cat and mouse. So we'll have a look at the front row playing a bit of cat and mouse here. They're looking for a start this time by. They're in formation now. Now Starling has been going early. Chris Brigoni hasn't. This time it's even. And they're away and racing. Starling roots around the outside and will take the place. He's your early race leader as Starling leads Brigoni, Davison with Ehrman at there in fourth position. Then it's back to Martin's drop to the back of the field. It's Tony Brigoni and Michael Stewart in that order. Here comes Ehrman now up for third position. And going through the natural gas and water, the NGWS's, he takes the spot. Through the Capital Aviation Services top turns and onto the Burko pit straight. It's Starling leading the way from Brigoni, who's got Erdman right on his back bumper. So the DD2 under pressure now from the KZ2 as Starling is your race leader. Starling from Erdman, then back to Chris Brigoni, further back to Davison. Tony Brigoni has made the pass, has he? No. Yes, he has. No, he hasn't. So Tony Brigoni has got Michael Stewart on his back bumper, and then it's Martin who rounds out the running order. So your race leader still, Dean Starling, as Matthew Erdman looks to close in on him now. So Matthew Erdman, sitting back there in Second place just takes the fastest lap of the race. Now a 45.934. Good battle on the circuit for fourth, fifth, and sixth now. As Davison, then Tony Bragoni and Stewart are all nose to tail. Oh, Stewart with a big move into the NGWS's. And he gets immediately passed back because as he went into the right-handed flat out, he lost so much speed trying to make that left-hander through the right-hander. It was Bragoni who got him back. But Stewart now coming down into the pit turn will take the spot again. So some great driving there as Erdman continues to lead, set fastest lap after fastest lap. And now Erdman is on to the back bumper of Starling into the hairpin. Starling takes the wide line, keeps the momentum running, and Erdman bogs down there, and I'll have to start all over again, building up along that D group back straight. So our race leader is Dean Starling, but he's under all sorts of pressure from Matthew Erdman. Erdman in the 60 cart, a 45.392, his fastest lap of the race. Starling's fastest lap of the race is around about a 46.3, so he's got almost a second on Starling, who leads, but Erdman has to find a way past now. The Canberra Kart Racing Club thanks the ACT government and D Group for their ongoing support of the club in their improvements and ongoing improvements of circuit Mark Webber. Around the top of the circuit now, and it is still Dean Starling in the four who leads over the 60 of Matthew Erdman. Across the start-finish line, and Matthew Erdman makes the move. And Matthew Erdman in the CRG Medina, cart number 60, is your new race leader. The white flag out next time by. So Erdman with just over a lap and a half to go will take the lead over Dean Starling in the four, and he will lead the way to the top of the circuit. Our race leader is Matthew Erdman. Fastest lap of the race for Erdman, a 45.392. He comes across the line now. Erdman, with a clear track in front of him, completes lap number six. Starling in second, Chris Bragoni, followed by Simon Davison, who's got Matthew Stewart all over Bragoni now. That's Tony Bragoni and Matthew Stewart. Stewart makes the pass going into three, and Stewart will try to hold off Tony Bragoni for this remaining lap. Matthew Erdman heads to the top of the circuit for the final time, the pre-final of Open Performance, and Matthew Erdman leading the way. Erdman to the checkered flag, and Matthew Erdman takes the win here in Open Performance. Dean Starling is in second. Chris Bragoni back there in third. Fourth place, Simon Davison. Michael Stewart, no, Tony Bragoni gets the spot over Michael Stewart by 0.095. And then Steve Martin rounds out the running order. That completes the pre-finals here in the Southern Stars Series, brought to you by the Mitchell Glass Works.